Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming out. Are we well?
Yes.
Yes. Are we up for a laugh?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for choosing us for your Thursday night. I'm hosting this episode. I'm Katie Wilkins, aka Detective Sasshole. So we also have Detective Buttstuff, blah, 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 and Detective Asshole.
Hi.
Taylor Glenn, Hannah George. But I would like to hand you over to Hannah George for a brief announcement.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Hannah George, Detective Buttstuff here. I thought to myself, I've got a really smooth way of... I don't even know. It's such a weird thing. Because anyway, my news is that there's four drunk women on stage tonight because I'm up the stick. Oh, love people cheering the fact I've had unprotected sex.
Yay.
It's great. There she is.
Woo! Yay!
I don't know. Thank you very much. I don't know why I did that. Like, you're just in case you think that like, I'm lying for attention. I've done that once.
She's done it before.
You do not lie about a pregnancy twice. it's exciting. She is off her tits on amniotic fluid right now. So,
Katie and I are very excited to drink for three.
Yeah, we're really picking up it for the slack. Team. Yeah,
yeah.
We're team players. It's fine.
Yes, we are. This is non-alcoholic. Just so
Oh yeah.
Don't want bad press.
Yeah. If anyone has been worried as well, like I found out in February and have been drinking non-alcoholic beer ever since.
Yeah, and anyone
I've been
who's...
lying to you all. So, and it's a girl, which is exciting.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to save 17% on pocket money. Brilliant. Very excited.
Oh, that's great. That's really good, honey. Well done. She's so fragile right now, be careful.
Actually, do you know what? I am more emotional and sensitive, so really think about that when deciding whether or not to laugh at my jokes tonight.
True.
Can she take it if I don't laugh? She can't, so please. That wasn't very good. Why do that to a pregnant woman? Sorry, Katie, back to you.
Okay. I'm just pouring some water, and people...
not very well.
Not very well. People say women can multitask. I can't even do one basic thing.
That was so comedically away from the cup. It was amazing.
You know what? We can't all be good at everything. And it would be boring if we were all the same. But, okay, yeah.
Sometimes it's just statements. It's a podcast. It's not stand-up. It's just...
All right, don't worry. We have a great show for you tonight. We've got one show with a fantastic guest, then we have an interval, and then we have another fantastic guest for our second show. You are in safe hands. Don't judge the show on how I look a bit unhinged. It's fine. It would give me great pleasure, without further ado, to please introduce our first fantastic guest. It is the comedian and half of All Killer No Filler, Rachel Fairbairn! Rachel! Welcome! How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? You all right?
I'm good. I can't pour water, but apart from that, I feel very well.
Oh, good. That's all right, isn't it? Hello, everyone. Oh, that was very nice. Oh, hello, you. You all right, mate? We've met before.
Lovely.
I'm not over familiar. We've met before.
Oh, hi. Hey. Ooh. Rachel, we have one question on this podcast. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I have. But I've told you about this before. I said that very aggressively for no reason. I've told you about this before.
I did say.
Yeah, on the last episode, I did with you. But I have been... There's something that keeps happening to me. Have you felt like you have been a victim of a crime, but no crime has been committed?
Yes,
do you know
lot.
What I mean? Do you know what I mean? So, for example, like, you know, you think, oh, I need to charge my phone, and you pay for coffee in Pret a Manger, to give it its full name. And... You go in and there's no plug sockets. They've covered the plug sockets up because they do that in Victoria Coach Station. You're on a budget already and you won't even let me charge my phone. I think that should be illegal. I don't know who you meant to talk to.
Is that
to.
Like a scam, like Ryanair? You've got to pay for it.
Yeah. No.
No one can have it.
No, this is just bad manners. You know when things like that happen to you, I'm always like, I don't know who to speak to. Do I tell... my mum? Do I tell the police? And do you know little things like... Yeah. Like when you go to the loo in somewhere and there's no mirror. In
yes.
The do you know what I mean? Things like that. I'm like, this feels illegal. Yeah.
Who is the person between mum and policeman?
Yeah, who... Well, this is it. So I was thinking about this.
Excellent question.
Is it like an uncle? I don't know why I've put
oh,
like...
Oh, no, I think that'd make things worse.
A teacher? A male family member is above a mother, I think.
If he's got a baseball bat.
But you see, I think there should be a helpline for, like, that kind of scenario.
Yes.
Like, you phone it up and you just, like... And they're like... You know, the answer, they go, oh, what now? And you go... Well, would you believe I've just, you know, my shopping's been delivered... Or if I've got McDonald's has been delivered and it's completely not the right order yet again. And then they go, oh, that's a shame. And you just, you know, you've just got
I
someone
like
do you know, because they like, to. Samaritans hate it when you call up with that shit.
They don't so. Like
there needs to be a lower level one because I have wasted a lot of their time.
I agree. Like the Citizens Bitching Bureau.
Yeah.
CBB, we understand.
I tell you what, a lot of this is ending up on like Facebook groups for local areas. There's definitely some venting going on the local Facebook groups. A lot of it, in the village that I live in, a lot of the Facebook chat is about dog shit on the pavements.
Really?
Is that kind
Are
of
they
thing,
pro
right?
or yeah, against? Yeah. There is not what? Enough shit!
You know what? You would think they would all be against. There are some people going, well, you've moved to the countryside. What's your fucking problem? And then the admins have to get involved.
Oh. Admins of Facebook come between police and mothers. There we
there
go.
We go.
Oh, we've never solved anything on this podcast.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, the feeling of being fucked over should be classed as a crime.
Yes.
It's not illegal, but it feels illegal.
No, yeah.
Like, which I think is what Philip Schofield said. Was that not? Oh, no. He said it was inappropriate, but not illegal. But he felt illegal, that's why he liked doing what he was doing. Well, that's it, that was... Oh, anyway.
All right, no...
Also, like, I always think that if you've done something wrong and your only defence is, it's not illegal!
Yeah.
Like, that's... Yeah. I don't know, it doesn't sort
I'm free on a technicality.
Yeah,
it's not right, but it's not illegal. T-shirt, I'd have that.
Going back to the plug socket thing at Pret, Have they done that because of soaring energy costs? Like, I don't understand.
Do you know what I think? That this is particularly...
That's right. We ask the big questions here.
It's not at every prep. Not every Pret a Manger, right? It's not every Pret. It's at the one in Victoria Coach Station. Now, sometimes, you know, because train strikes and stuff like that, you have to get a coach when you gig in, and that's... And I always think that, you know, when you're getting a coach, most people get a coach. Like, when I used to get a coach when I was... God, that sounded arrogant. When I used to have to travel on coaches before I was doing extremely well. On a budget, you know, you'd have to get a coach to a gig. Sometimes, and you just always think, well... The people that are getting the coach are on a budget a lot of the time, you know. They've not got the money to get the train because the trains are expensive. And you've come here to the coach station and you've bought your expensive coffee and you have fucking covered the plug sockets up. You won't even let people... Do you know what it is? It's getting enjoyment out of making people who haven't got much money feel worse.
Yeah.
That's how I felt that day.
Yes.
And I hate it.
I'm with you.
Do you know what it is? It's modern but Dickensian.
Yeah.
It's like Russell Brand.
Yes.
But even worse.
Even worse than Russell Brand.
I was going to say something then, but we can't.
Oh, man. Well, so now this is interesting too, because, and we've already touched on this problem, we always ask, what would you say to the perpetrator? Now, the perpetrator is some corporate, like, bullshit policy. So what would you say to these fat cat, like...
I'd say, listen, Monsieur Pret a Manger, you're out of order. Sacre bleu, you're taking the piss. Or something similar. What can you say, though? It's everywhere, isn't it? It just people can't live their lives normally. Everything's fucking you over, isn't it? That's what it's like. Every turn in life... is a challenge, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's like getting to a coach station after a really long coach journey and thinking, I can't wait to use the toilet, and then the toilet's out of order.
Isn't that an Alanis Morissette lyric?
On the extended album.
Mr. Take the Train was afraid of the coach.
But it is, but you're right, because in this modern world, we're just like holding it together. It's like, it's fine because I'll do this and I'll be fine. And it's like, oh, and I can't even do that. Like, it's the tiny death by a thousand cuts.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I'm with you.
Also an Alanis song. Sheryl Crow, isn't it? And it was a cover. Anyway.
We are going to strategize how to take these bastards down. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some true crime. Are we ready? Yeah. Okay, now, we're going to be discussing a case that is kind of like a really budget episode of The X-Files.
Ooh.
Which is also the name of my sex tape. So we have intrigue, we have a media circus, and we have a proper unsolved mystery, but like, remember, budget version. So this is the story of Elizabeth Canning. Has anybody heard of this story? No. Okay, excellent.
How very ignorant. I haven't.
Elizabeth Cannon.
No, Canning.
Canning.
Canning, yes.
Okay. Still no. Wait, did she go by Lizzie?
That was the clincher. So she was born in London. She's the oldest of five children. Her dad is a carpenter. The family lived in two rented rooms in a respectable but poor area. So she can read and write.
I love when people describe things as respectable but poor. Like, what does that mean?
It's going to come up a little bit more. Uh-huh. She is.
It means white.
Oh, God.
People that write that shit, that's exactly what they mean.
I always think it's like when I get described like, as a working class person, when people call me salt of the earth. It means, oh, you're quite charming for a deprived person. But please don't sit on my furniture.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing where like people are always very surprised that a working class person can write and speak properly. You know, it's that kind of, well.
It is. That is exactly what we're dealing with in this case. Strap in, get ready to be offended on many levels.
The name of my sex tape.
uh, Now, she is described as a shy but very polite girl with scars on her face. Your first question is, what has caused the scarring on her face?
I mean, to be honest, that would be the first thing I'd describe. I wouldn't throw that in at the end.
She was described as Scarface.
Her peers are rude about her. What can I say?
So
I think she was addicted to squeezing blackheads.
Okay.
Ooh. She just overpopped.
Scars on her face.
Did she try to see if you could die by 1,000 cuts? Because she'd heard that somewhere, and she was like, I call bullshit.
Were the scars from syphilis?
Okay. We have
skiffles.
We have. Isn't that the kind of band that the Beatles used to be? A skiffle. That was it. Very contagious music. Thank you.
Do you know it did deserve more because I've only just got it, and you're completely right to be applauding at the back.
That was the saddest noise I'd ever heard. Though.
We've got them in the palm of our hands. The correct answer is smallpox. She had smallpox as a child.
I think I was the closest.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, point for Taylor. My next question is, what year is this?
Ooh, smallpox.
Ooh, when was that hip?
I'm going to go for 1867.
Okay, we have 1867.
I'm going 1912. Yay! Katie's writing that down, bless you.
I won't remember. I need to tell you who wins.
I'm trying to think of when the smallpox vaccine was invented. Well, so you've done 1867. I'll go in between you guys and say 1888.
Okay, in that case, Rachel is the closest, but still not quite right. This is 1752.
Ooh.
Wow.
But she was born in 1734. But our story takes place in 1752. Now, London is expanding. There's open sewers. The poor live in overcrowded areas, which is so different to how we live today.
The local Facebook group on 1752 London must have just been awful.
Oh my God, yeah.
These fucking sewers, they're everywhere.
What did you expect? You live in London. Right, question. What does Elizabeth get a job doing?
Ooh, so it's 17, what is it, 17?
It's 1752.
And maths is impossible, but we can kind of work out how old she is, can't we? So she's born
she's
in 34.
Yeah, she's like 17 or...
Thank
you, intelligent audience.
Seamstress.
Servant.
There's only so many, so many things that a woman can do.
They don't let chicks do very much.
Like, I'm just saying gladiator, but I don't think it's right. I want more for her.
I'm giving it
but
to...
But it's like seamstress, servant, or sucking dick. Let's be honest.
All the S's. I'm giving it to Rachel. It was maid.
Ah, okay.
She works, she's a maid servant. Well, yeah, you're literally right. Giving it to you because you were factually correct. for this.
You have given the right answer, but unfortunately, you're wrong.
Well, it was written maid, then it was written maid servant. My brain can't contain two things. I can't even pour water.
That's a bit like a quiz show that a man would invent, isn't it? You are correct, but you're wrong and you're not having the prizes. That would
be. But it's like one that a people-pleasing woman would do, because you can have all the prizes. Yeah. Female workplace. So, yes, she's a maidservant for this publican guy, and he thinks she's great. So her dad dies in 1751 when she's 17, and the mum sublets one of the rooms, so she moves out because it's getting crowded. So she moves in with this carpenter guy, but she likes
it's like how you describe Jesus, like carpenter guy, kind of does miracles and stuff.
But she's very happy to live there because she's still very close to her mum and she can see her mum every day.
Also, he'd do all the DIY.
But he's very handy. But also, you know, # mum is my best friend, # every day should be Mother's Day. Is any of you guys best friends with your mums?
No.
She wishes. No, she is. I mean, we've never said it because I'm worried that I won't be her best friend because it's Jackie. Like, Jackie is her best friend. So, no. but not, but I'm not really needy and would love to be my mum's best friend. Oh my God, actually, I'm going to ring her now. I need to know.
My mom is a big fan of the podcast, so let's all say hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
So of course she is.
But you always tell me that she prefers me.
Yeah, she does.
I'm not. I mean, I love my mum and that, and we're dead close, but I wouldn't tell her about some things, you know? Your mum is not your best mate. It is. Your mum doesn't want to hear some stuff about you, you know? It's weird.
It sounds unhealthy to say that your mum is your best friend.
Yeah.
Right?
For example, you do not talk to your mum about bumming, you know? as a very high-level example. Fucking hell, killed the room there.
Oh, they loved it. Okay. I was waiting for that one person to go. Again.
Rachel's mum's in. Yeah, you don't, please, darling, please.
Okay, the family celebrate New Year's Eve, 1752, and on January the 1st, 1753, Lizzie goes with her mum to visit...
See, she did go by Lizzie.
to visit an aunt and uncle, and that evening the aunt and uncle walk Lizzie most of the way back home. Mm. Question, what happens next?
Something good!
Oh, no, no, if you're going to walk someone home, don't just be like...
No, lazy.
Yeah, don't just get halfway and renege on it.
Might as well not bother.
I always remember a guy once, like years ago once, offered to buy me a drink, and I was like, oh, okay, thanks, I'll have a cider. And it was in London, and it was about £5. The person said the amount, and he was like, I'm not paying that, and walked off. So I guess I pay for it now. Like, what a weird thing to do.
That's so funny.
Like, what? I've always remembered it. It was a comedian, actually. That makes sense. But
I want to fuck you, but not for £5.
What was the question?
What happens next? What happens? You don't have to go. You don't have to get too
Someone
far ahead.
Someone jumps out of the shadows and says, "Would you like an education?"
Any advance on that?
Does she like see a dog and follow it?
Love it.
Aww.
Did she fall into a river?
I love that too.
That's why they only walked her part of the way. They're like, no, it's a river.
Oh. It was too late. Now she does not arrive back at her lodgings. And the next day, the lodgings carpenter guy tells her mum that she never came home. So people start looking for her in the streets. Everyone's really worried, and news spreads of this missing girl because it's looking like she's just vanished. Ooh, X-Files.
Have you ever seen the X-Files?
Like, it often starts with a missing person. Occasionally starts with a missing person.
I was promised fucking aliens. If there's not aliens in this...
Well, we haven't got to the end yet, Hannah.
She said budget aliens. Yeah.
Budget aliens.
I don't know what that is.
Look, we have...
That's just humans.
Which we have not ruled out. So news spreads, and now because she is so respectable, it's very uncharacteristic of her, so everyone's super worried because she's so respectable, because only respectable people deserve love. So the mum is looking through the crowds, everybody's looking for her, no one can find her. Now an advertisement was placed in the newspapers, prayers were read in churches.
That'll do it.
That exactly, right? You're doing all you can.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers all the way back then.
Yeah. None of this is yielding any results. Somebody has heard a woman's shriek from a Hackney coach on the 1st of January, but there are absolutely no clues. Weeks have passed. Question... How long is Elizabeth missing for, and is she found dead or alive?
Ooh. I mean, unless she's got an anal probe, I'm not interested in this not being an alien thing. So I think she has to come back alive, and then this is going to be where it gets spooky.
Okay.
Because it's going to be like Flight of the Navigator. She's almost exactly the same age as when she left 2 weeks before. It's just going to be the best movie ever.
That is so specific, and I love it.
Ooh. Yeah, I think she's found, but I think she's missing for, like, 20 years.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Yeah.
I think she's dead.
Ooh.
But they find her, and she's wearing the same clothes, but she's very well preserved.
Ooh. Ooh.
That That's a good mystery too. Ooh, yeah. I love all of your answers. Everybody gets a point, even though no one is quite right.
Yay! Female workplace.
She's missing for 1 month.
Oh.
Ooh.
And she comes back.
I sound disappointed.
Alive.
Oh.
Yes.
She is the right age.
Okay, fine.
It's not a Flight of the Navigator situation. But 4 weeks later, on the 29th of January, 1793, she turns up at her mum's house when her mum's about to go to bed in an absolutely deplorable condition. She's emaciated. She's dirty.
She is the best mate, actually. Because like, if your best mate hasn't turned up at your house at midnight as you're going to bed, covered in shit, going, I don't know what's happened. You haven't got a best friend.
Absolutely.
That is so eerie.
Yeah. It is.
It reminds me of the, like, she's been trying to get home for 7 years.
Yeah, it's...
But she does get home.
It's creepy. It's
like she's crawled out of her own grave.
It... Right. Ooh.
But yeah. There was an air supply down there and food and... Yeah. And an education.
She must get educated.
So she's, like, got this rag tied around her head. She's soaked with blood from a wound to her ear. But it's Mrs. Canning can tell it's her daughter. And she's so overwhelmed, she fainted. So all the neighbours are happy she's back, hooray, even though she's in a terrible state. And then Elizabeth tells the tale of what happened to her. Question, what does she say happened?
I've been...
She was buried with an air supply and some food.
What if... I mean, did... Okay. Something religious.
Okay.
I think she said... that an angel, I imagine, would have been involved. She's been somewhere. She's come back. I don't know, but I can't explain the ear. I don't know. I don't know everything. So yeah, I'm going to say some kind of religious experience.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to... Yeah, similar. So, but a budget alien abducted her for a month.
Yeah.
So they had to take a coach. Yeah. Couldn't charge, so she couldn't call home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, because I'm stuck on the X-Files thing now, you've planted that. So I think she's going to say she was abducted.
Okay, love it.
I feel like it might be a coma. I feel like she's fallen, knocked her head. Because I've always thought that with a coma. It's like, do you have to be in hospital or can you just have a coma? You know what I mean? Like, it's a bit like, are you going to survive if you're just like, this woman, don't laugh. No, don't laugh. It's a very good question. If you go into a coma in your own bed, can you be alive?
You have to be in hospital.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, we got a doctor in the house.
So you can't just have a coma.
So...
Yeah, what's the science behind
this? So there are two types of coma. Like, one's a medically induced coma. Yeah, to recover from something. And what's the other one?
Natural coma.
Just having a coma.
Just having a coma.
But you need to be assisted to be kept alive.
You're going to die, thing that, right? Of dehydration if you don't get hooked up to a machine.
Also, I've got a rash. Could you just...
is it the kind of thing where if you've been in a coma, like if you met other coma survivors, they'd be like, you've been in a coma, was it medical or natural?
Hierarchy of comas.
She says it was natural, but we think it was magic.
She's just not hardcore. That's brilliant.
I'd love to be medically inducing just for about 10 days, you know.
Do you think you feel well just, rested or fucked?
Just take the edge off everything, you know. Just pop me.
I swear, like, when you're a kid, though, like, the days between, like, the 14th of December and the 24th, I'd fucking love to have been in a medically induced coma. I'm like, oh, it's here! I thought it would never come!
And none of your muscles would work.
Dream big, guys.
That is the family Christmas film that we all need to see.
What, Johnny Coma Boy?
I'll come for Christmas. No, I gotta work on it. Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So she says that she was walking home on January 1st and she was attacked by two men close to the Bedlam Hospital, and they robbed her. They hit her in the temple, they knocked her out, and she woke up by a large road near some water. And they made her walk to a house where an old lady asked her if she would, quote unquote, go their way. Question, what does that phrase mean in the 1700s?
Is it anal sex? so go their way.
But if you've got to knock someone out and then take them there, it sort of feels like, I mean, is it like a cult? God. Does she go, okay, will you join our cult?
All right, we've got cult, we've got anal sex, Taylor Glenn.
I can't think beyond, like, just come with me. Or like, right. Are you going my way? Let's go together.
Like,
maybe she's just a nice old lady.
I'm giving it to Rachel. It means sex work. They're saying, would you like to become a sex worker?
What was I in a past life, I wonder?
So Elizabeth
crawling under a spinning jenny, propositioning gentlemen in the evening. I know my place. So that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah,
sex work.
They're trying to get her to do that, and she refused. So this old lady slapped her face, and then they stole her corsets, and then
how many was she wearing?
At least two, for it to be plural. I don't know. Okay. And then she was all dressed up, I guess, for New Year's Eve, I don't know. So they made her go up into the loft, and Elizabeth said that she was held there in the loft and just given bread and water, and she found some old clothes in the loft after they nicked her clothes. So she managed to get out by, like, pulling some boards away from... X-Files, the sexy detectives. She walked 5 hours to get home, and she didn't know where she'd been. She said that she'd heard the name Wells, or it could have been Wills, and that looking out of the window, she'd seen a coachman that she recognised, so she thought she might have been somewhere on the Hartford Road.
Mm.
Question, how does everyone react to her story?
I think they think she's a liar.
Ooh, a liar.
Because it's the old days and she's a woman.
Yes.
So I think they've probably said that she'd, I don't know, gone off somewhere like a cat to have a baby or something. That's what they'd probably said she was with child. That was, ooh, you know, that's what everyone said back then,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon that's the case. They thought she was a liar and that she'd been off with a man.
Nice.
Something like that.
All right.
I mean, it sounds like, but to me, it sounds depressingly like plausible what's happened to her.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. It also depends these clothes in the attic that she found that she changed into. If, like, a clown had lived in there previously and she arrives with a big nose and these big shoes, I'm not gonna take her seriously. But
it could be all the Halloween stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm sort of with you, Rachel, that they probably wouldn't maybe believe her. Okay. Maybe no one believes her but her mum. The carpenter doesn't believe her.
Ooh.
Because I've had my eye on him the whole time.
Mm.
I do not like this fucker.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Taylor.
I just don't know why you would doubt that story.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what? Do you know what I mean? Not what's she going to get out of it?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, I can now tell you, everybody is very intrigued by her story and spurred to vigilanteism.
Yay!
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. And there are these two guys in particular, this John Winterberry and Robert Scarrett. They decide that they
Winterberry.
Winterberry.
Oh, not as good.
Not as good. they decide that they are experts on London and the surrounding area, and they decide that they've identified the probable area that she had described, and they proclaim that it's Enfield Wash, which is like 10 miles away. And then the papers, everyone's like obsessed with this story, so then the papers... Basically, there's a house that fits this description belonging to a woman called Susanna Wells. Then you got the Wells.
Oh.
Quick shout out. A woman owned something. the papers go ahead and print this story, including the detail that it could be this house. And then everybody goes absolutely batshit crazy.
Oh, boy.
And we have a proper vigilante mob.
Ooh.
Oh, no. It's like doxing 18th century
style. Yes. It exactly is that.
Yikes. Did they do it on purpose so that there would be vigilante?
I think people are bored and frustrated.
Everything was just boredom.
So different to how we live today. And so, yeah, nobody does any fact-checking. So then she gets taken to this house. They get a warrant for the arrest of the people, like Mrs. Wells, in this house. And they get Elizabeth to come and ID the house. And she thinks that it is the house. But when they get there, they find loads of it.
Do they just get, like, five houses to line up?
They do.
Okay, just check in.
She goes, yeah, those are the people that stole my corsets.
And other worse things. Like, was that the worst part?
Believe it or not, the corsets, there's a whole bit about lore in this time. And the corsets is the worst crime.
Because it's worth more than the woman.
But yeah, it is, because it's theft of
amazing
property.
Amazing. Well, I guess they were bone, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm on board.
And also, assault is not considered a criminal issue. And it had to be solved as a civil action between the two parties. And this meant that Elizabeth would have to take legal action against those people.
Imagine if they had had the Citizens Bitching Bureau back then.
It's what they need. But also, bring that was her. Super expensive, especially for a maid. So she wasn't going to do it. But now she's got all these fans, like this rabid mob. So they're like, we're going to pay. You've got to get the people. So we've just got like these crazy people doing all this stuff. Henry Fielding gets involved. He's a magistrate, but he's also kind of a drunk nutcase. And he's Team Canning. And it's like, honestly, pamphlets get printed. People are asking for donations. The accused women are so slandered in the press. Ooh. They're accused of being witches because they're older. So obviously it's like Team Young Women versus Team Young Women and no one can be friends. And there's two sides. There's Canning Gates, who support Elizabeth, and then the other team. It's like Team Aniston and Team Jolie. Sorry, a lot of my references are specifically for people born between 1977 and 1983.
High demographic.
What would Vardy and Rooney? Would that be the one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for making it modern and relevant.
Can I check who's Team Vardy? Rooney.
Hey.
Interesting.
Some people abstained.
They did. Some people think they're above that kind of chat, don't they? That's what that was.
So these two women, Mrs. Wells and everyone, they get charged with assault and theft. Question, what is the punishment for theft in 1753?
Ooh, hanging.
Hanging?
Oh, it's got to be, on it?
Yeah.
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 Do you have to just give them the stuff back and get told off? I just think hanging is too much. I'm just trying to... I don't think it's... is it that bad? They were quite harsh in that era, weren't they? Mm. I was about to call it the Victorian era. It's not. But
you know what, Hannah, you're so naive. It is indeed the death penalty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which, was it hanging or did they have another method?
Oh, it would have been hanging, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The trial starts on the 21st of February. It's like a circus. So, like, there's tons of witness intimidation. There's all this stuff that just goes nuts. People are cheering outside. There's crowds everywhere. It's very volatile and dangerous. And she gets cross-examined by people asking her why she didn't attempt to escape earlier.
Oh, classic. What were you wearing?
Question. What is her answer to why didn't you try and escape earlier?
Having a nice time, maybe. I mean, it's not all bad, is it? I mean, I don't know. Why should... she couldn't. I mean, I think that's a plausible excuse. It's not an excuse. It's a fact, isn't it? I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she feared for her life, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I mean, the same, yeah. I guess you don't escape somewhere until... unless you'd got Stockholm Syndrome with that old woman that she was trying to make her best in.
And just oh, like, Mrs. Wells.
Yeah.
I love you.
I think we can make friendship bracelets. And so she tried that out for a few days, maybe. And then when she realised that she wasn't that kind of BFF, she just left.
Yeah. Kind of, I mean,
go on, sorry.
I was just thinking it's a weird question to ask somebody that's been locked in. You wouldn't ask Terry Waite that, would you? Why don't you try and escape earlier? Fucking chained to a radiator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, that's a really good point. And her answer is that she thought they would let her out. And then she just thought they wouldn't let her out. So then she decided to try and get out herself. So initially, these women are found guilty, but they're not given, only one of them's given the death sentence. And one of them just has to have thief, like imprinted, like a T, like burnt onto her, like a T for thief burnt into her thumb.
Into her thumb. So yeah. She just can't hitchhike anymore. Yeah. Like, what? That's so lame.
I thought it was going to be on her forehead.
So did I. Like, Come on.
I know.
But then you could just turn it into a cross and be like, it's Wednesday.
And I think that's what they did. But so then there's appeal. There's an appeal. But the appeal starts in secret because everyone is terrified of the mob. But then obviously it gets out that they're doing an appeal. And then Elizabeth Canning gets put in the dock for perjury because some new evidence comes to light that it can't have been this house and blah, blah, blah. And with all the witness intimidation, there were all these people that could vouch that one of the women was like in Cornwall, but they didn't want to say because they were too scared to come to court through the baying mob of people. So then Elizabeth is like accused and put on trial for lying.
Oh, boy.
And she didn't even want to do this in the first place. It was all the other people.
She doesn't have a corset to wear.
Canning gets found guilty of lying and perjury. Ooh. Question, what is her sentence?
Oh, death.
Death?
Yeah, it's got to be on it.
Is it like a P on the inside of her ankle? Like, don't do that again!
Yeah, that one.
Okay. She is sentenced to 1 month in prison, followed by transportation to America for 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, fun! We're going to Florida!
But her supporters raise money. They're livid. They're kicking off. There's all kinds of unrest. But they raised all this money to make her voyage to America comfortable, and they supplied her with money to make a new start in America. Question.
What makes a voyage comfortable in the 1700s?
Yeah, she needs some books and some pillows.
Here's a lime. Your gums will thank me.
So she arrives in West Wethersfield, Connecticut, and she becomes part of the household of this reverend guy, and then she marries this guy called John Treats.
I'm so sorry, there's a bug after me, and you can all see it. You can all see it, right? Sorry.
There wasn't a bug. I was looking the whole time.
No, that was my own hair. Okay.
And then she has kids in America. She has a baby in 1756.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and then a daughter, and then two more sons, and she died suddenly.
Oh, fucking hell. And two sons, and then she's
and
dead.
And dead.
She died suddenly in 1773, age 38.
Wow. Oh. And they said true crime couldn't be fun. There you go.
But to this day, people still talk about this case and speculate what happened. Like, it's remembered as a really big deal in the press because it, like, really divided public opinion. And also because it was a mystery. So my final question to you guys is, what do you think really happened?
I think she was held for a month in an attic.
Yeah.
I don't get the mystery.
I think it's weird, though. I think she was robbed and abducted. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Also, so the woman was hung. So she was, or hanged, or whatever.
No. They didn't get as far as hanging one of the women.
They didn't.
Because of the appeal.
Because, like, you'd be gutted if you get hung and then it's because you forgot that you're in Cornwall. I was like, oh my God, I went Cornwall, I forgot. I wasn't even
well,
here.
She'd said that she was in Cornwall the whole time, but no witnesses would face the crowd to come and prove it. So when they did this much slightly more quieter appeal.
Why don't you
appeal,
get a photograph of her on her holidays?
This is what they should have done.
It's funny because it wasn't invented. Just saying that to clarify, because I know my accent can sometimes make people wonder if I do know or not.
What house was she in? Because it wasn't the house that they found, probably. Budget X5.
Do, 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 do.
Well, that's the Budget X-Files song.
Let us please raise a glass to Budget X-Files.
Budget X-Files.
Now, I forgot to flag this up at the beginning, but you know the drill. So hopefully you've all been thinking about a crime that you could come up and tell us about, and you can win a bottle of Carver.
Ooh.
So do we have anyone in the audience that would like to share a crime story with us?
Straight up there.
One right at the back.
Oh, well spotted.
Oh, hello, person at the back. Come on up.
Give her a round of applause.
Oh, hello. Please come. Oh, actually,
wait a minute. Are you also the clapper?
I am also the clapper.
You are the clapper. Hey. I recognize you. I know those hands anywhere.
What's your name?
Bram, B-R-A-M for mother.
Like Stoke.
Welcome, Bram. Welcome, welcome.
Bramwell. Bramwell, or just Bram?
Just Bram. Oh. Just Bram.
Cool name.
Okay. No. That's what we were going to call... If this was a boy, we were going to call him Bram.
No.
Because we'd never met a Bram, and we thought we can't not like him, but now...
Amazing.
I've never met someone who has met another Bram. So if you do want a unique name, it is perfect.
Yes, Bram.
Especially for a girl. A good name. Go for it.
Girl, Bram.
Bram.
Yeah.
Bram Wiener.
I love that. And Dracula is my favourite book.
There you go.
anyway, tell us about your crime.
Well, I was younger. I was like 12. I think I'd had some good idea to go and buy some like family chocolate or something from the market. But basically, I was on the way home on my bike, coming down an alley. So an alley between two roads.
Okay. Mm.
I feel like you were alive in the Victorian era, though. I popped to the market to buy some chocolate for mummy and daddy.
Absolutely adorable.
Shropshire.
Okay.
Oh.
That's why. And as I'm coming, there's like a blind corner down this alley. As I come round, a moped just smashes into the front of me.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Matches, I fly off, my bike's like bent all over the place.
Whoa.
Well, what does he do? He's like offers to buy me a replacement wheel or something, but I'm young and naive or whatever, so I'm like, yes, mister.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Mister. This is where I live.
So you gave him your address because he said he'd buy you a new wheel, not a new bike.
Yeah,
I mean, not even a
whole
new bike.
That never comes to fruition, but. I ring my parents from that point, and my bike's like propped up from the alley. So the first thing they see is the bike all mangled, and my mom comes running around the corner expecting to see me just like also mangled, I guess. And the thought, I was all right, but that was a crime, right?
Yes! A few, I think.
Yeah!
Hit and run.
Well, it's sort of like a hit.
Hit and run.
Hit and run.
It's a hit and a right and a run.
All right. It's a hit and a manipulate. Yeah. That's not. See,
deception.
That's one of those things that should be illegal.
Deception.
It's a hit and a fake offer.
See, it's one of those things where actually it probably isn't a crime, but it was an awful transgression
that's a crime.
That certainly feels like a crime.
That's a crime.
I'll tell you what, though, it's a good job that your mum had the right reaction when she saw your mangled bike, though, wasn't it? Imagine if she just went, thank fuck for that. Book that holiday, we can go.
They did only have one, so.
Did you call the police? Was there any CCTV? Did they find anybody?
Oh, no, basically. But there wouldn't have been CCTV, not in this little market.
Not in the Victorian era.
Did the Queen get involved?
So can we have like, who was this guy on a moped? Like, what was the vibe? What was he like? Was he a teenager? Was he an adult?
The thing is, now looking back now, he was probably younger than I am now.
But like, but younger than you are now, not younger when you were 12. He wasn't 11.
Yeah, like, younger than I am. You know, I reckon he was probably like young 20s or something.
Feels
so
illegal.
He was probably in a bit of shock himself, but. I certainly don't know what I would say to him now, actually. I know that's what you're going to ask me. It's just realising me now.
Well, I was going to ask, what happened to the chocolates?
Fine.
Were they okay?
We shared them at Christmas.
Oh. All's well that ends well, my friend.
That is a happy note to end on. Here's your prosecco.
Oh, thank you, Graham.
Thank you, Graham.
That was a horrible story told in such a sweet way, wasn't it?
You could put set anything in Shropshire and it's like, oh.
I think Bram should come back and tell us about more tragedies.
Yeah. So
so endearing.
He's the only person I...
Oh, he has plenty, Bram Stoker.
He's what?
He said he has plenty. Oh. When they're women, we'll find them, we'll kill them.
Sorry.
Just keep clapping, Bram. Just keep clapping.
He's the only person I want to hear bad news from ever.
Oh, my God, he would be great for our bringing up and telling them system.
Do you want to work for CBB? See us after.
All right, we have just enough time. Rachel Fairbairn, what are you up to? Where can we find more of you? What do you want to plug?
Oh, well, I'm going on tour in September. You come at fucking hell, I'll tell you. I'm doing Leicester Square Theatre, bring some mates. Big old room, that, innit? I mean, Leicester Square Theatre in London, in obviously London, in October at some point.
Look, nice.
Yes, mate.
She's getting the phone out to write this down.
All around the country. I'll be everywhere. If you live in London, please do come to Leicester Square Theatre.
And is this the show that...
20th of October. 20th of October, and it's an early show. It's at 7 o'clock, I think. So you'll be done. Yeah. You'll be done, you know, by whenever. So
that's
anyway,
awesome.
The point is it's a good show.
This is the one we saw, right?
What's the name?
No. I'm very prolific. My last tour, Can I Be Awful, has gone. It's dead.
Oh.
Done it. Good show? Thanks, mate.
Oh, yeah, we saw it in Edinburgh. We loved it.
This is a new show, Showgirl, which starts in September.
Showgirl.
With the costume. Thank you. So come to that. I do a podcast called All Killer No Filler.
Yeah.
Are you coming to that as well? I'll see you there. Happy
it's not. It's not normally we have a stalker in, but it's quite exciting. It's really nice. We've got lovely people. We've got Bram. We've got the stalker. We've got the doctor. Love this.
So that was not my very succinct point of where I am, what I'm up to. I'm on tour later in the year, September. I'm on all normal social media. And I've got a new website as well, thanks, mate. And I bet you're the only person on the bloody mailing list.
Oh, my God. You've had one visitor today.
Two. My mum will have been on it. Two. Come on.
Amazing. Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. Rachel Fairbairn.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
We are going to take a break. Have a wee, have a poo. Come back in 10 minutes for the next show.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman. Music by The Lion and the Wolf. If you would like to, you can follow us on Drunk Women Pod on Twitter. On Facebook and Insta, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And also, if you have a crime that you would like us to solve, write it on a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening. Bye!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.